Back here on the Mighty 690 at 9:26, and we have joining us now from Independence. I kept teasing you with them, you know, but they're here now. We have Donnie and Doug from the Independence VFW, and it is so great to have you both in studio. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good. Thank you.
Hey, wonderful. You ready for, you know, we're going to feel kind of like summer now here for this first part of the week, at least, with the 80s. It's like, man.
It's feeling good.
Yeah, going to be a warm one. So, hey, you know, I know there's just all sorts of great stuff going on over at the Independence VFW here at all the time. You guys really moving forward with all sorts of wonderful stuff. But you're here to tell us about an event that you have coming up. Is that right?
Yes. We've got one at the Post this week. Thursday at 9 in the morning, we're going to start out with a free breakfast. And we're going to have service officers there to file claims, answer questions, and then we'll have a free lunch also. The service officers will be there till 2. We're really wanting people to come in and they can check on claims, file claims, see what they could file on. And we've had a lot of requests to have a female service officer there. And to all the women veterans out there, we've got one coming, and she will be there at 9, and anybody wants to talk specifically to a female service officer off in the corner away from everybody, we're going to be able to provide that this week.
Hey, that is a wonderful service. So, you know, who are the people who are, you know, being able to take advantage of this service that is being provided by these service officers coming out of Wichita?
Well, of course, veterans, and a lot of people don't realize that widows, dependents, widowers, Doug has a lot to talk about on this. He's been doing a lot of research on chemicals, and there's a lot more chemicals in the military, around military bases, than what people realize. So I'll let you run with it.
Yeah, there's those that are included are dependents of veterans that might have birth defects. Just because the veteran's not sick doesn't mean the children aren't sick and have problems. These a lot of these chemicals are considered forever chemicals, and they're passed on. And through the PACT Act that's just been implemented, it's taken into account for a lot of these people, but that they need to be the most aware too.
Yeah, and even if you're a veteran or a parent that was a dependent or someone that worked on one of these bases, even if they're not with us anymore, please come in anyway. These, like Doug said, they're forever chemicals, and they just keep carrying on and hurting people. All we need is a discharge paper, or if you don't have that, come on in anyway, especially workers, family members on down the line of workers on these bases, contractors, just anybody that was around it or is a descendant of somebody that was around it. We are really wanting to get a database for children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren on these chemicals effects.
And a big misconception is that you have to be a veteran of a war, and that's just absolutely not true. A lot of people think there's no reason to come in and spend the time to file a claim. It's they really need to get in there.
We've actually seen people that spent a week in basic training and got hurt bad enough that they couldn't continue in the military, and they don't realize that they are, according to Congress, owed something for that.
And the main thing everybody needs to realize is these services are provided for free, guaranteed by the state, and there's way too many people hiring attorneys right now to get these services taken care of. So we need to caution against hiring any legal assistance to process these claims.
We'd definitely like for you to come in and visit with a service officer first. You can always hire an attorney later, but once you hire an attorney, our service officers can't work with you. So visit with our service officers prior to hiring an attorney and see what they can do for free.
Yeah, well, that is a really great reminder there. And I know you mentioned just a little bit earlier the PACT Act. And can you explain just a little bit of, you know, what that is and what that is relating to how what we're talking about today?
A lot of people, I've actually had people call me and tell me they wanted to file on the PACT Act. The PACT Act is not something you file on. It is an expansion of the conditions that can be filed on. So what we have to do is find the condition that you have, which the PACT Act opened a whole lot more of them, especially to our Vietnam vets. Anybody that's been in service knows that there's always a burn pit somewhere. We would highly suggest that you come in and talk about that with the service officer, because the PACT Act is, like I say, just a huge opening of different conditions that wasn't previously you weren't able to file on.
Yeah, the it covers a lot more people than what were covered before. I think they Senator Moran from Kansas is the one that pushed this whole thing and got it through. But it takes care of widows' independence a lot better, in my opinion.
It just requires a lot. Senator Moran is definitely a veteran-oriented senator. He did push this PACT Act. We actually work with his office occasionally when there's something that the VA we don't feel is servicing the veterans or their spouses or dependents correctly. When the service officers say they've done all they could and we don't think that the VA's doing correctly, we do ask Senator Moran to check into it every once in a while, and his office does check into it. And,
they sure do.
They've helped us a lot and helped a lot of veterans.
Oh, that is great. No, that's great to be able to have that friend in high places there, for sure. So I know that you know, you've got the event that's coming up this week, but you've also got this Parsons Roundup coming up. Well, what's that all about?
The Parsons Roundup is our post has done a lot of roundups in Independence, I think 8 or 9 of them. And we would go to Memorial Hall and put on a breakfast and lunch, of course. And we would have 8 or 10 service officers there for 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 to 4.
The 9th, 10th, and 11th.
That's the one in Parsons.
Of May.
And it will be coming up. Yeah, on May 9th, 10th, and 11th, and it's going to be at the Parsons VFW post.
Yeah, we're real excited to go over there and watch this happen.
Yes, it's on Main Street. I don't have the address with me, but there's flyers going up. There will be, we know of at least 8 service officers that have committed to coming. There's several entities from the VA that's going to be there. These things are strictly for helping veterans and dependents and widows. We don't allow them to sell jewelry and stuff like that there. We have entities from the VA or support groups. We believe the Vet Center may be coming from Wichita. Still putting it all together, but even if you don't need to file a claim, you ought to come out and sit around and have free breakfast and lunch and visit with other veterans and family members especially. We have found that by sitting around and visiting that there are people that will actually find out there is something they need to file on.
Well, that is a great reminder. So like you said, you know, that's open to, you know, this kind of same group of people, anyone, just kind of, even if, you, like you said, you didn't serve in a conflict or maybe you're a dependent, you know, those folks are still welcome at this Parsons Roundup, right?
Oh, yes, yes. We want to see as many people there as we can. We know there's a lot more veterans in this area. I know 5 years ago, Montgomery County was showing a 3% veteran population, and 5 years later, they were showing 18%. So we believe that they're just finding out that there's a lot more here than what they realized.
Sure. That is so. Definitely have some really great opportunities for folks to just learn more. And I know that you said, is there going to be food at all? The Parsons vendors just kind of come and go thing?
Yes, it's going to be a free breakfast and free lunch, just like the ones we were doing in Independence. And we will have, I believe, at least 2 female service officers there. And they will be off by themselves so that women veterans can come in and visit with them or whoever feels more comfortable with a woman service officer. The guys are just fine. We're a little rough around the edges, but sometimes it's just nice to talk to a woman about some of this stuff.
Sure, absolutely. So you got Parsons, 9th, 10th, 11th, and then can you run us by the dates and times for what you have coming up this week?
Yes, it'll be this Thursday, the 18th, from 9 in the morning till about 2 o'clock. They have to pack up and get out of there to make it back. So we ask everybody to come in the morning or very early afternoon. Come in and eat with us and visit. Last week we had like 18 claims, or last month, like 18 claims filed. It was a busy day, but we have a lot of people that come in. Bring your families. We'll feed them. You guys can sit around and visit.
That's why we make sure they get fed, because they have something to do while they're sitting around waiting a little bit.
Yeah, you can talk.
Pass time.
Socialize.
Yeah, it's really a great deal, and it never fails. Every time we have something like this, you'll hear somebody walk in there and say, "Well, I ain't seen you in 15 years.
Oh, that's great. Well, I mean, I'm just always impressed at all the stuff that, you know, you guys offer. I mean, this is just one of the many facets and services that the Independence VFW does. And I know you got bingo tonight. So
yeah, we do. And it's really taken off good. We've, over the last 40, 50 years, we've kind of got the reputation of being just a watering hole, and that's not it at all. Our mission is to take care of veterans and the community, and veterans and their families and communities on the same level to us. We do our best to take care of everybody, because that's our mission.
A lot of this work takes us to Topeka a lot.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time in Topeka at the Capitol. Laws are very important. The wording in them are very important for us to be able to continue what we're doing.
Excellent. Well, Donnie and Doug, Independence VFW Post 1186, anything else you'd like to share with us here today?
No, we're just definitely want everybody to come and see what Congress says they're owed.
Yeah, you don't know unless you come by and see what's going on. Yeah. Get that information; it's free. Yeah.
Laws are changing all the time, and you got to keep up with them.
Yeah, that's why you got the service officers; they keep up with all that stuff.
Definitely, we've tried to do a little bit of it on our own. Got overwhelmed immediately.
Oh, I bet. Good grief. Well, hey guys, it's always a real pleasure to have you here in studio, and I know we're gonna have you on again next month too. So, looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, very good, Donnie, Doug. Thank you so much for stopping on by here, and you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.
All right, and more Open Line is straight ahead here on KGGF.